101.3. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
ECZ attributes the limitation of constituencies to consistent recommendations from various CRCs. PF fragmentation was foreseeable, accusing UPND of targeting party structures, declares Mumbi Piri. In international news, Senegal protesters rally over cost of living and debt crisis. And in sports news, CAF President Patrice Motsepe visits Dakar in wake of Africa Cup title drama.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suilanje Mulenga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reiterated that ongoing constituency delimitation efforts are aimed at improving the efficiency of election management and strengthening representation of citizens. Speaking in an interview on the Power FM Breakfast Show, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro clarified that the decision to increase the number of constituencies to 226 follows consistent recommendations from various constitutional review commissions, which have long called for expanded representation across the country. He further stressed that the move is supported by a recent constitutional amendment, marking a significant milestone in Zambia's electoral reform agenda. Mr. Kasaro highlighted that reducing the size of large constituencies would make it easier for returning officers to effectively manage electoral processes. Mr. Kasaro explained that smaller, more manageable areas would enhance coordination and self-delivery during elections. The Electoral Commission believes the changes will not only streamline election administration, but also ensure that more Zambians are adequately represented in Parliament. In a separate development, former Patriotic Front PF Deputy Secretary General Mumbi Piri says the current fragmentation within the PF following the 2021 general election defeat was predictable, alleging that the ruling UPND deliberately weakened the former ruling party. Speaking on the Political Podcast, Ms. Piri said despite the presence of prominent figures within PF, internal division have been fueled by fear and external pressure, with some members allegedly acting to protect themselves due to undisclosed past actions. She added that her own arrest did not silence her, insisting she remains outspoken because she has nothing to hide. She further claimed that certain political shifts and alliances signaled early warning signs of PF's decline. Ms. Piri also criticized recent political and social conduct she described as contrary to cultural values, warning of deeper instability ahead. Meanwhile, she expressed confidence that the UPND's political dominance will not last, citing concerns over governance and judicial processes.
It's not in total confusion. May I call it? It's in self-cleansing. I believe it's God who is doing it. I wouldn't want to associate my name with destruction. Not everybody is on his own. Me, I'm with a group. When you look at this situation, I saw it because UPND wanted to destroy Patriotic Front. I'm one of those who was arrested on grounds, you know, I didn't kill anybody, but just to instill fear in me. And people thought when I come out of prison on a nole, I'll keep quiet. But that's not my nature. Me, I speak the truth. But these others, they can do anything to buy their freedom. Maybe because they know what they have done. Me, I know I'm very clean. Maybe that's why I speak. UPND is gone, and it's gone and gone. Among the alliance, what you expect to see on the ballot is Makhebi Zulu using a special purpose vehicle. Going to hear it when he goes to file in the nomination.
In another development, following the growing concerns surrounding political rights and participation, the Movement for National Renewal, MNR, founder and prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa, is appealing to President Hakainde Hichilema to provide a clear and public assurance to the nation. Mr. Sangwa emphasizes the need for clear guarantees that citizens are free to support any political organizations of their choice without fear of retaliation. Specifically, Mr. Sangwa highlights three critical assurances which he feels the head of state must place to Zambian people: that individuals can openly back political groups, that lawful financial contributions made through official channels will not result in adverse consequences for donors, and that the state remains steadfast in its commitment to upholding constitutional rights and freedom. He explains that these assurances, which his movement argues are vital to reinforcing public confidence in the rule of law and ensuring that democratic participation is both meaningful and effective. Mr. Sangwa reiterates the movement's commitment to operating strictly within the confines of the supreme law of the country, while contributing constructively to Zambia's ongoing democratic development. Through this appeal, the MNR aims to cultivate an environment where political engagement can flourish free from intimidation or undue restrictions. In a separate development, the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has reaffirmed its commitment to boosting high-value investment in Southern Province. CEEC Director General Dr. Charles Mongole says the Commission has so far invested over 198 million kwacha in empowerment projects, benefiting more than 7,000 people across the province. Speaking during a courtesy call on Southern Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Namani Monze, Dr. Mongole said the projects are already having a positive impact on the local economy. He said the Commission is now focusing on value addition, particularly in the livestock sector, to help communities benefit more from their resources. Dr. Mongole revealed plans to establish a modern abattoir and meat processing facility in Namwala to be owned by local cattle farmers through a cooperative model. He also announced a planned goat abattoir targeting districts in the Valley region, including Gwembe, Sinazongwe, and Siavonga. Meanwhile, Dr. Mongole said a 30-ton milling plant will be set up in Kazungula. And Dr. Namani Monze has welcomed the move, saying the projects will help drive economic growth and improve livelihoods in the province. In international news, Madagascar has declared state of emergency over concerns about energy supplies in the Indian Ocean nation. President Randrianirina has signed a decree authorizing the government to take emergency measures to secure fuel supplies, including requisitioning stocks. Most of the island's electricity is generated from oil, and it depends on fuel imported from Oman, just south of the Strait of Hormuz, currently closed by Iran. While Madagascar hasn't yet seen any disruption in supply, the government warned that the ongoing war in the Middle East could lead to disruption in daily life, the economy, and the functioning of public services. Power and fuel shortages in Madagascar last year led to nationwide protests that resulted in overthrow of the government. Still in international news, hundreds of workers, union members and opposition supporters marched in Senegal's capital Dakar on Wednesday to protest what they say are broken government promises and a worsening cost of living as the country is plagued by severe debt crisis. The protest was organized by the country's main labor unions and the Front of the Defense of Democracy and the Republic, also known as FDR, Opposition Coalition. Modu Guro, Secretary General of the National Confederation of Senegalese Workers, the country's largest labor union, said the government had betrayed a deal last year that had frozen strikes in exchange for promises for better wages and co-working conditions. The president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, said on Wednesday that he was visiting Senegal's capital, Dakar, to support Senegalese football leadership. We take a short break and return shortly with a sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 103 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.